people, and welcome to the show. This week on the Psycho Jello Show, Guitarists That Changed the Face of Music, Part 2.
Somewhere there's music, I'll paint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high are the moon. There is no moon above, love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me, it's I love you. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon.
That's right, I am Mr. Zero, and this is the Psycho Jello Show on the Guitarist That Changed the Face of Music, Part 2. This episode is sponsored by Music Go Round in Burnsville and Raritan Guitars in St. Paul, Vig Guitars in St. Paul, and Capital Guitars in St. Paul, and Impact Picks from St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. Opening our show, the number one hit from March of 1951, How High the Moon by Les Paul and Mary Ford. He was born Lester William Pulsefus on the 9th of June in 1915 in Washika, Wisconsin. He passed away on the 12th of August in 2009. His one-time partner was Mary Ford. She was born in 1924 and passed away in 1977. When I got my first Gibson Les Paul, it was a 1976 Tobacco Standard, very much like the one Ace Frehley played in Kiss. I was living with my Grandma Margie then, and she used to refer to it as my Mary Ford, because she could not remember Les Paul's name, but she could remember Mary Ford. And you just heard from February of 1969. Badge by the band Cream. They were formed in 1966 in London, featuring guitarist Eric Clapton. He was born on the 30th of March in 1945 in Surrey, England. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded in Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios here in St. Paul, Minnesota since 2018, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. This next band formed in 1968 in Birmingham, England, and I am told by the residents there that it is the Minneapolis St. Paul of the UK. Their guitarist is Tony Iommi, born Anthony Frank Iommi on the 19th of February in 1948. This song is from September of 1970 and goes out to my friend Mitch. This is Black Sabbath, Fairies Wear Boots. We'll be right back. That one was from October of 1974, Let Me Go Rock and Roll by Kiss, one of my all-time favorites as I portray the Star Child in Kissin' Time since 2013. Their lead guitarist was one Ace Paul Daniel Fraley, born on the 27th of April 1951 in the Bronx, New York. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Be sure and check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. If you want to learn more about the artists we cover on our show, go to RosevillePatch.com under Mr. Zero's. This next band was formed in 1970 in London, England. Their guitarist is Brian Harold May, born on the 19th of July in 1947, also in London. This one is dedicated to my little man, Oblion, from November of 1974. This is Now I'm Here by Queen.
Screen sky. stay around, 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 around. Down in the city, just to you and me. We'll be right back.
You just heard from July of 1975, Freeway Jam by Jeff Beck. He was born Jeffrey Arnold Beck on the 24th of June in 1944 in Surrey, England. Jeff came from the band The Yardbirds. The Psycho Jello Show is brought to you by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, they sell retro toys, they sell vintage video games, and movies too since 2009, where nerd is the word. Right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. Seems like our time together has come to a close, folks. This next guitarist was from the band Tin Lizzy. They were formed in 1969 in Dublin, Ireland. He was born Robert William Gary Moore on the 4th of April in 1952 in Belfast. He passed away on the 6th of February in 2011. This is Back on the Streets from September of 1978 by Gary Moore.
Thank you.
And there you have it, folks. The Psycho Jello Show on The Guitarist That Changed the Face of Music, Part 2. I am Mr. Zero, and my favorite color is yellow.